2008 that we were trying to get documentation attributed to you about what you claimed you were doing during the period of time you worked for Senator Fumo, correct?
And my recollection is you did get the documents.
My question is, you became aware of the fact that we were making a beeline to your resumes. Isn't that right?
Sure.
And you also became aware of the fact that we sent a process server out to your house in Virginia in August to serve you with a subpoena to see if you had any other documents. You became aware of that fact, right?
No. I did not become. I had a knock on the door
right.
at about 9:30 from
right.
a man who does not belong in our neighborhood.
Right.
Looked very suspicious. I was home by myself. I didn't know what he was there for. I didn't know if he was there coming with a gun. I didn't know what he was there for. And I wasn't answering the door. If he wanted to come back during the day, he could have come back another day. He never came back. I never answered the door.
Well, let me ask you a question before you say too much about what the conversation was about. I'm going to show you Defense Exhibit 322.8. It's a photograph. You have it up?
Wait.
He's going to tell us.
No. We need to know whether to object.
It's a photograph of the process server. He slammed the door in the guy's face.
I never opened up the door.
Do you remember seeing this guy?
I can't see the picture. I don't know who this is.
You never saw that guy before?
I don't know who it is.
Now, think about this carefully. You didn't say to this guy when he said, I've got a subpoena for Christian Marone, and you didn't slam the door in his face and say, Christian Marone isn't home? You didn't do that?
I looked out the side, the way our house is constructed. We have the door, and we have a side window, and we have another window in the living room. I looked out the window and saw a gentleman standing there who looked like he just came from the playground playing basketball, and I didn't open up the door.
This is the scary guy, 320. Is that on your screen?
He didn't look like, if this is the person you're referring to, that's not what he looked like.
No, it's not on the jury screen. Oh, there.
Now it is.
Fine. You say.
That's not him, Mr. Kogan. That's not him.
What did the guy look like? The
I
guy
said,
you didn't open the door for.
When I looked out and looked out the window, he was looked like he just came from the playground, wearing basketball attire. He looked like a hoodlum. He didn't look like
hoodlum.
This. Yeah, he looked like a hoodlum.
Wasn't this guy, right?
No. I don't know if that was his face or not. Certainly nobody came to my house dressed like that.
Well, I didn't say dress. First you said a couple of minutes ago in the presence of this jury that the guy looked like a hoodlum, right?
Yes.
And then you said it's not this guy, right?
Yes.
And then you said it could be this guy. Is that
no,
right?
No, I did not say that.
Well, in any event, what you did was a guy comes to your house. You know that he's got something for you at a time when we're subpoenaing your resumes. And you say to the guy, Christian Marone isn't home. Isn't that correct?
No, I never open up the door.
Okay. Now, what happens is, it's after that, when you know we're looking for information about what you were claiming you were doing, as opposed to what you've testified you were doing before the grand jury back in 1997 and 1998, lo and behold, you find a disc with memorializing certain documents, containing certain documents memorializing what you were doing for Senator Fumo during, among other things, the 1997-1998 period. Is that right?
No, that's incorrect. As I stated on my direct examination, I told you we had a disk originally. My brother-in-law had burned it off for me. It was put on our hard drive, and so it was in our old computer. And so as my wife was switching the files off our old computer onto our new computer, our laptop, she asked me to take a look at the files that were on there, and that's what I did.
Okay. And now you find, and this is purely by accident, according to your testimony, just after we're subpoenaing your resumes, you find this material on a hard drive. Is that right?
I don't understand. You have my resume.
I'm asking you, is that what your testimony is, that this was purely fortuitous at the time that we're subpoenaing stuff through these various institutions to learn what you had claimed you were doing for Senator Fumo during the period of time from 1997 on, that you find out by chance that there's this hard drive that's got material on it that you didn't give to the government. Is that right?
I don't know about your version. As I said, was when I discovered the material on there, because we had purchased a new computer, I let John know as soon as possible, Mr. Peace, right. I let him know as soon as possible, and I got the information to him as soon as possible.
In 2008, just about a month and a half ago or so? Is that right?
Yes.
And what's in there now is, among other things, resumes. Is that right?
I don't know what all the files were in there. I didn't look at every single one.
Well, let me ask you this. You remember, as you said, testifying before the grand jury, and I want to ask you about that grand jury testimony in a short while, but in conjunction with what you also said in your direct testimony in this case, and let me start with this. You testified that in May of 1997, you go to Senator Fumo's office as a full-time staffer, correct?
Yes.
This is after you've graduated college. You've got a degree. Is that right?
It was just before I graduated college.
Right. And then shortly thereafter, you've got, what, a bachelor's degree in science?
Political science. Yes.
Political science. And you go to work there, and you're having certain expectations about the kind of work you're going to be doing and what you want to do. Is that right?
Yes.
And you go there with the idea that what you want to do is public policy things, the things that interest you. Is that right?
Yes.
Some of the things that interest you are law enforcement issues, economic development, and other public policy matters. Is that correct?
Yes.
And you're also interested in doing political things, correct?
Yes.
And in fact, you've said that to the government forthrightly. I wanted to do the political things that staffers do for their political bosses. Isn't that right?
Well, define political. You're talking about political campaigns? Or you're talking about inherently our job is political? So
okay,
you need to define that for me before I can answer.
Well, I mean, you didn't see anything wrong with doing political campaign work, did you?
Everybody was doing it. I didn't know there's anything wrong with doing it.
Right, and in fact,
that was the culture of the office. You did what the senator asked you to do. So whether it's political campaigns or whether it was do something personal for him, that's what you did. That was the culture of the office.
So I didn't know any better.
As a 22-year-old coming out of college, I had no idea that there was anything different than that particular culture. And so it's with that backdrop that I entered the senator's office.
All right. Let me just ask you about